Shalom. You're welcome to Ask the Pastor. And let's keep the calls coming in. Keep sending in your question through SMS and text message. We're right here, and as the Lord liveth and the Lord gives us inspiration and direction, the pastor is ready to answer those questions.
Oh,
so
yes.
Let's keep the questions coming in. Shalom. All right. Shalom, Pastor. God bless you for this wonderful program. A sister of mine is about getting married, but the brother in question said his church must approve her first before he will come for the introduction. Secondly, that their church will enroll them on 2 weeks marriage seminar before the introduction. And after that, the church will fix a date for their introduction. Thirdly, their church told the brother that anything that has to do with palm wine and any other alcohol in the list, that he won't partake to it. And few members of the church will join the brother in every step concerning the marriage till after their wedding. The church will now hands up. The brother said the purpose and reason why their church is doing all this is because their church don't support divorce. That is my question now is, from what I listed so far, that particular church, are they doing the right thing biblically? This is Peace from Anambra State.
Sister Peace from Anambra. Sister Peace, that's a local church order to ensure that marriage remains honorable.
Mm.
And I think there is nothing wrong if the reason is to make sure that
divorce
doesn't come in for a lack of proper tutoring. It's their own way of ensuring that everything is done honorably. And I think there's nothing wrong in it. After all, they're not stopping you from marrying. They're only saying, follow this procedure, and that will cost you nothing. But I think there's nothing wrong. I wish all churches can do that. Yes.
Yeah, actually, from what they've listed, I don't really see anything absorbed.
There's nothing wrong.
But you're saying we want to be there all
yes.
through
every
step,
church
every step.
Should have a way of leading the people aright
All right. We have a call.
Relationship they will not regret.
All right. We have a call from Akwa Ibom State. Brother Benjamin, shalom.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you, Brother Benjamin.
Happy New Month.
Same to you. God bless you.
Please, sir, I want you to throw light. There's something that is stopping me. Hello?
Go on with your question, Brother Benjamin.
Please, I want you to find out, is it right for a Christian believer to do family planning?
Family planning?
Yes.
Yeah, everything we do, including family planning, the motive for doing it is what God judges us by.
Okay.
And there are different reasons why people will go into family planning.
Yeah.
On medical advice, people can go on medical planning. And the husband and the wife, for reasons they know God will understand, they are not ready to have more children for reasons that are very obvious, especially in a period like this. God will understand. So it is better to stop it than to commit abortion or to have the children and then you are not able to take care of them. And so there's nothing wrong about family planning if it is by the consent of the man and the woman, husband and wife.
Okay, because there's something that is stopping me. Some people say it's not right, it's wrong for a Christian believer to go for family planning.
Well, I have given you my own understanding, brother Benjamin. I've given you my own understanding.
Yeah.
Even prophecy that comes directly from God, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
God bless you, Brother Benjamin. God bless you. So let's keep the questions coming in. And we have a question from Cameroon. This is Kenneth from Cameroon saying, Shalom, Pastor, and more grace. My question is, okay, I was baptized in the precious name of Jesus Christ by a man who was himself baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Is my baptism valid?
Yes, your baptism is valid because you did it correctly. I think that is important. It's valid because you did it correctly.
Okay.
It's not just who takes you there, but how it is done.
Okay.
That's all.
I think maybe...
Because I say, if you are not free, you cannot bring out somebody. When it comes to salvation, it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Especially when you want to correct some of these things, you know. He baptized you wrongly, now you tell him correct it, and he does it for you. So what's wrong with it?
All right. So God bless you, Brother Kenneth. God bless you. Okay, we have a call. Sister Ogechi from Imo State. Shalom.
Shalom, Ogechi.
Yes, sir. Please, I'm calling from Imo State. I want to ask something. Because they are preaching to us that our Nigerian mother said that that anything is in the Bible that he will do it. But whatever is not in the Bible, he is not going to do it. And last week, Sunday, we celebrated Mother's Day. Did Mother's Day in the Bible?
I think you, why are you asking me instead of asking them?
I don't want to cause confusion.
I don't celebrate.
Ask you first before I know where to. You can tell me. I can bomb them next week.
No, don't go and bomb them. The fact that they say they will not do anything that is outside of the Bible, and now they are doing something you cannot trace it to the Bible, you should be able to go and meet them and say, please, in line with your stand, can you show us where Mother's Day is in the Bible? And they will freely explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way, nothing like that. Nothing like that in the Bible. Nothing like Mother's Day.
Okay.
There's nothing like Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a creation of United Nations. Yeah. I think it's a United Nations declaration. That's nothing to do. Yeah, just to give attention to motherhood. There's Father's. There's also Father's Day.
As well.
And then there are so many days they declare just to give attention because people are forsaking their mothers, especially in advanced countries. It has nothing to do with we Africans. When their mothers and their parents get very old, they go and dump them in old people's home and go their way and abandon them. So this day is created for people to celebrate their mothers, their own way of calling attention to the importance of mothers to our lives.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
But it's not in the Bible.
No, there's nothing, no such thing in the Bible. Nothing like that in the Bible. It's just it's importation from the United Nations.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
Sister Ogechi, you know, a lot of these people, they do this and the celebration, so they take advantage.
The Catholic has their own dates. The Anglicans have their own
dates. Everybody have their dates. Mother's Day, Father's Day. And, it's okay. If it is to give attention, after all, there are mothers, there are fathers. Okay.
I want to do baptism.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Imo State.
Imo.
Yeah. Owerri, Imo State.
Yeah, we can give you the phone number of a pastor in Owerri if you send us a text.
Okay, sir.
Send us a text and we will give you his phone number. He will baptize you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. God
bless
you. More
anointing
and more grace for you.
Amen. Thank you.
I read the other pastor.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, we have a call. Sister Gladys from the UK. Sister Gladys, shalom.
Okay.
Shalom. You can go on with your question, Sister Gladys.
Shalom, Pastor Moses.
Shalom, Sister Gladys.
Pastor Moses, I've just got this question. Is it all right to give kids communion?
Yeah, Remember, what you are doing is you are bringing them in the way of the Lord. The way they should go. So that they will know that communion is part of the Christian faith. That is what it achieves when you give them, for them to know which side they belong. And in doing it, of course, you're using the opportunity and teaching them what that signifies. And then they grow up with that. They understand your faith and they will hold on to it.
Okay.
That's the purpose.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Okay. Good evening, sir. Please, I have a question. What is the difference between holiness and righteousness? This is East from Edo State. Difference between holiness and righteousness.
Holiness is a life of self-consecration. Holiness is a life of consecration, living consecrated life. Refusing to be contaminated by sin. Anything God hates, you keep away from it. And living a consecrated life is holiness. Righteousness is the ability to follow God. A right standing before God. The ability to do what he expects you to do at any given time. Righteousness is the estate of you being acceptable before God. Righteousness is different from holiness, but holiness is a part of righteousness. I really don't know how to put it, you know, for proper understanding. Holiness is part of righteousness. Righteousness encompasses holiness, but also you may be holy and not be righteous. Because when it comes to holiness, for instance, John Wesley, you know, remember that the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ is being the chief cornerstone. Now, when you come to God, you follow all the laws, you follow all the, you should also know when he's moving. Now, when he moves and you refuse to move with him, you are on your own. You may be living, you know, a holy life. But if you are not able to move when he's moving, because that is the reason why when he ended the law, with all of them obeying all, everything, he said that is over. That was his righteousness. The righteousness now, a right standing before him. Washing of the hands, eating, and don't eat this, don't eat that. We are doing that under the blood of an animal. The blood of the animal is the righteousness. You come under that, it atones for your sin. If you live a holy life and you don't bring that lamb first, you are on your own because your sins are not atoned. And now it moved from the lamb to Christ. And you are still holding on to the lamb and being as holy and everything concerning that. You are holy, but you are no more righteous. So that is, you know,
because he imputed in us righteousness through Christ.
It is through Christ now. So if you are, you know, any righteousness that is outside of Christ. Is self-righteousness. But you may, so that's why I say you may be holy and not be righteous. Thank you. It's so wide. I don't know. It's so complicated. I don't know how to put it. I wish
you said a lot already. Thank you. Within a few minutes.
Thank you.
All right, we have a call. Brother Friday from Lagos State. Brother Friday, you can go on with your question.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom. God bless you. Please go on with your question.
My question is this, sir. In James chapter 2, verse 13, verse 10.
Okay.
So, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. That same James chapter 2, verse 8.
Okay.
So if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, as ye do well.
Mm-hmm.
In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 21.
Okay.
Say, God be ye that lieth with any one of these, and all the people shall say, Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 19. Say, God be he that perverted the judgment of the strangers.
What is your question, Brother Friday?
My question is that a Christian that wants to live a godly manner to the scriptures, that some people take advantage of being a Christian, they're making them to fall, and that's in that the Bible hits, the Bible law hits. And being a Christian that wants to follow the law of the Lord. Now, in that aspect, sir, some people are taking that because I'm a Christian and doing a matter of things in order for me to fall in the anger of God. So in that kind of position, what will I do?
You mean sometimes people will push you to disobey the word of God?
Yes, sir.
So if they push you until they push you to the wall, what should you do? Is that what you are saying?
Yes.
No matter how they push you to the wall, you must not do anything contrary to the word of God. We are supposed to be patient. Long suffering is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And we are supposed to bear and believe that God will help us out of such temptations. God bless you, Brother Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
God bless you. All right, we have another question from the U.S. Sister Peace from the U.S. saying, Shalom to the bride worldwide. My big brother usually says, this heaven I must go. Based on the message, eternal security. Do we really need to say that? Because anyhow, according to God's predestination, as his child, whether we like it or not, we will make it to heaven, right?
No, it's not whether we like it or not. God, in his predestined knowledge, in his foreknowledge, has known those who, when they see through salvation like I have seen, I will rejoice and do everything to assure myself and keep in line to go. How do you know your name is written in the book of life? It is by your action. It is by your response to the word of God. And my own way of saying this heaven I must go is my own way of celebrating eternal life that God has given me. You know? And it is not because I walk it out, that's why I am there. I cherish it, and I'm happy, and I'm ready to announce to the whole world that I have found him, and I know he will not leave me behind. It assures me and keeps me following him like that. So it is not because I made that confession, that's why I will be there. It is because my confession is only a confirmation of a work of conversion he has done in me, which is what I am celebrating, nothing more. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, we have another call. Sister Hope from France. Shalom.
Shalom, sir.
God bless you. You can go on with your question, Sister Hope.
Okay, I'm calling from France. My question is like this. I have never baptized in any church.
Okay.
Is it right for me to take communion?
Why have you not baptized?
Sir?
Why have you not baptized?
I have never baptized in any church because I am in France. I live in France.
Yes. Are French people not baptizing? No churches over there? No ministers over there?
There is churches, but I have never preached anything in baptism.
Now, first and foremost, Sister Hope, are you a Christian?
Yes.
What makes you a Christian? You see, it's difficult for you to answer me. What makes you a Christian?
Because I want to baptize her. That's why I'm asking the question.
Okay, the question you are... No. What makes you a Christian is not communion that you take.
Okay.
What makes you... Communion is for people who are Christians. And who are Christians? Christians are those who have accepted salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in the work of redemption through the cross of Calvary. And what is the evidence that you believe that that was done for your sake? Is that an ordinance that connects you to the cross of Jesus is given, which is go and identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Right? It connects you to what he did on the cross on Calvary. And he says that the bread and the wine that we take in communion is to make us, we are celebrating, we are remembering what he did for us on the cross that made us to be Christians. So you are, every Christian therefore is expected that you have undertaken that ordinance. Therefore, you are qualified to take the communion. The communion reminds you of the decision you have made. So, now it's true that you may be in a place where you can't get baptized easily. You know, just which part of France are you?
I'm the capital.
Eh?
Capital city of France.
You are in Paris.
Yes,
if you send us a text, we shall send the phone number of a pastor that will baptize you in France.
Okay.
In Paris. I was in Paris 2019. You were not there?
No, I'm not there because then I've not been following ZTV.
Okay. I was in Paris 2019 and we baptized so many people then. So
I don't know if you, sir. Somebody invited me that year, but I don't know. If
so just send us a text and we will link you with the brethren there in Paris and they will tell you what to do. God bless you, sister. Okay. I hope we are happy to meet you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. It's nice knowing that people are seeing and coming across the truth of God's word. Okay. From Brother Julius. Shalom to you, brothers in Christ. Shalom. From my study, I have come to the conclusion that Samson was a spirit of God that came to fulfill divine mission. Am I right? My other question is, can the devil give false revelation to a true man of God? Greetings from
Ho,
from Ghana. So Samson was a spirit of God that came to fulfill divine mission.
Of course, he was called from the mother's womb. And he was raised up as a judge to deal with the Philistines. That was the purpose. Deal with the enemies of Israel.
That was the divine
purpose. That was the divine purpose. That is certainly it. And the other question?
His second question is, can the devil give false revelation to a true man of God?
Yes. And it will happen if that man of God is careless. That's why those of us that we hear from God always know that we are channels. And so Satan...
They need to test all spirits.
That's why he said we should test all spirits. That true man of God, if he does not know his scripture, does not know how to operate that gift, Satan will use it and mess his ministry up. So you are correct. He can do that.
Wow. We see the need to actually pray. Yes. Okay, we have a call, Brother Ebuka from Anambra State. Brother Ebuka, I'm here and you are there.
Ebuka and Ebuka.
Brother Ebuka, shalom. You can
Ebuka
go on with your question.
Is talking to Ebuka.
Good evening.
Shalom. You can go on with your question, sir.
I want the prophet connecting from Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrews chapter 6. What exactly do you want to know, sir?
What explanation do you want?
There's something I want, that he's talking about us being talking about perfection and being away with baptism and that. I want Pastor to explain this one.
What is the explanation? That's what we are asking. Hebrews chapter 6.
I think he's talking from verse 1. Where yes. It says, therefore, leaving the principle.
And what is, it's okay. What question, what do you not understand there?
According to the verse, he says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. That's what I don't understand.
That scripture says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. But he added in verse 3, and this will we do if God permit. All he's saying is, every day they come, they're talking about baptism, baptism, baptism. Every day they come, they are talking about the basic things of the faith. He's saying, now let's move on to maturity. That perfection there is maturity. So that there are other things for us to know to make you stand, apart from this water baptism and all these other things, the operation of gifts and things like that. There are the deeper part things that pertain to salvation that let us also move into that. Let's grow. That is what he's saying.
Praise God. All right. Shalom, sir. I'm brother in Christ. Please, sir, I had the revelation where I was asked to read Isaiah 44. When I opened my Bible to read it, my Bible turned into a magazine. So I decided to use my husband's Bible instead. But it also turned into a magazine. And then I woke up. I took my Bible and read the whole chapter, but I could not understand it. So she's asking if we can throw more light on that, Sister Favor from Sweden.
You want us to interpret dreams. And that revelation is clear, you know, it's clear for you to know that a magazine is very interested. It's interesting to read a magazine. And all it's telling you is that as you find it very interesting to read magazines, and whatever those magazines are focusing, so also the Bible. The Bible is also the magazine of God. So there are things of interest there for you to read. That's all it's letting you know. That's all.
Praise God. All right.
See this flash, right. And this should be the last one.
Good evening, sir, from Sister
Can someone Chiaka with HIV Oka positive get married? Why? That is a medical advice, not a spiritual advice. Your doctor will advise you on what to do. But I know that there are people living with HIV, and they are living normal life. If they are given proper medical counsel and advice, science has gone far. And I know many people, many spouses, one is free, the other one is with HIV positive, one is negative, and they have their children are negative when they follow the advice of their medical doctor. So let your doctor counsel you on your particular situation. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. We want to actually say thank you to everyone who's been with us. Thank you to everyone, the sponsors. Thank you. You can see the testimonies coming in, or hear rather, the testimonies that have been coming in. And we know that the Lord who has given you the grace will continue to bless you to continue the more. And also, we also say thank you to every member of the crew behind the scene. It's been wonderful. And it's another wonderful day to call it, to wrap up here today. And the pastor will just probably pass a word of declaration, a word of prayer to you. Please stay tuned and join as he prays for you.
Father, we thank you for everyone that you have caused to be part of this broadcast this evening. Nobody comes across us by accident. I pray, Father, that you use some of these questions we have been able to answer and give more illumination, more light in the pathway of the journey from earth to glory. That you make the Christian faith understood better than before. Do so, Father, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for all of you joining us today, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And if there's anyone that is sick and can place hand on my hand on the screen, May the virtue of the Lord flow through my hands and honor your faith, meet with your faith, and let the Lord grant you total healing, total deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shalom and God bless you. Do have a wonderful day.